For some reason, for this next sif, we talked, the sif Aleph was about Cholav Akum, right? Milk, a cow is milked by non-Jews. Then we talked about Gvinas Akum, that was the last time we met. And then the last section is we talked about Chemas Akum, that is non-Jewish butter. That is tonight's sugya. So, as opposed to the first two sections that have Mishnayos about them and Gemaras about them, analyzing what this is, the idea of chema, the idea of the butter of non-Jews, is not discussed in the Gemara anywhere. Right? So that's why the Beis Yosef kind of, we'll see the Torah quotes the opinions, but the Rambam is really, I think, the first source on it, and probably the clearest. So maybe we'll take a look at the Rambam, if you could. We'll take a look at it, whether you could read it or not. I'll leave it to you to decipher. So the Rambam says over there, at the bottom, on the bottom right, because of those two lines, I think the whole thing's full, otherwise it would have just
been
right one side. So the bottom right, it says Simin Halacha Tesvav, Perkim Halacha Tesvav. Of course, it's an interesting thing with the Rambam. The Rambam puts Dini Derabanan before Dini Deraisa a lot of times. Mechalas Asuris is one of those ideas. Mechalas Asuris are all the laws of Kashrus. So over there,
it's kind of cut off. It's
on the right,
the second line from the bottom.
The letter Tes is cut off, but on the right it says Tesvav, right? Ha'ochel Gvinas Hagayim. If one eats the cheese from non-Jews, Ochal Shechavuhu Ve'in Yisrael Ro, or milk that was milked by a Jew and a no Jew saw it. Maknaso maknas mardus by a milk, the non-Jewish milk that a Jew didn't see. Right? Maknaso maknas mardus. So he gets maknas mardus, which the Rambam is saying is a din derabanan. Right? You're getting rabbinic lashes. So hachema shel gayim. So what about the butter of non-Jews? Right? Again, butter from milk that was milked by non-Jews. Hachema shel gayim, mixas hagaonim hatiruha. So some gaonim, some of the Rambam was referring to gaonim, the year of the gaonim, right, permitted it. Sharei lo gazu al hachema, because there's never a gezeira on it. I mean, there are some, there, all, what, why, what is the reason that milk's a problem, that cheese is a problem? So is a gezeira, not just, you know, the matzias is whatever the matzias is a gezeira about it. He says the gezeira was never imposed on butter. So the gemara was never imposed on butter. So you don't have a problem. And the milk is no longer there, meaning the milk has gone away. It's turned into butter, and whatever liquid is there is evaporated.
But it's still dairy.
So yes.
Well, I read it. I thought it meant chaylev from an animal. Won't be able to make butter.
Yeah,
so, oh, I'm sorry. You're right about that. Chalav hatameh. You're right. I'm sorry. That's a part of the Rambam's shot. Okay. The chalav hatameh eino omid. You're right. And non-Jewish, non-kosher animal butter is not going to stand. Is not going to work. Right. Which we learned about.
And non-kosher animal milk. Non-kosher butter.
Non-kosher animal milk will not cause butter or cheese.
Okay.
Because it just doesn't. You're supposed to research this.
Sorry.
Yeah. Umixas hagaonim asruha mifnei tzachtzuche chalav sheyishar bai. Says some of the gaonim, however, said it's a problem because even though it might turn into butter, there's still some milk that's there, and that's a problem. Sherei hakus shebechema einu meuriv im hachema kdei sheyivatel b'miyuto. Because the milk, I'm not sure what that, the kos shebechema, I'm not sure what that is, but doesn't get totally mixed in with the butter, but it is mevatel, it becomes batel, and all of the chalav there, doesn't get mixed in order to mevatel it, and all of the milk then is a problem because maybe that's not kosher milk. I mean, if there's milk in the butter, right, it's not like you buy in the store where it's all butter. It's like there's butter, but it's like a little liquidy. It's not so hard. So what is that liquid that's there that the Rambam is describing? So we'd like to think that it's whatever milk didn't congeal. Alan, you're right over there.
No, I'm just trying to put this in my
head. Okay. It might be whatever milk didn't congeal, but that's what you would hope. But the Rambam is quoting these gaonim that are suggesting, maybe it's not. Maybe the person, just in order to raise the weight or whatever, threw in some non-kosher milk, and you don't know. So therefore, one has to be concerned about that.
Churn harder next time.
So, the Rambam continues on and then says Yirali. So this is one of the Yiralis of the Rambam. The Rambam says, however, the way I see it, Shem Laka Chema Min HaGoyim, if you buy butter from non-Jews, who bash la'at shehalchu lahen sasuchi chalav harezu mutaris, and you cook it in order so that the milk goes away, so it's going to be mutter. Shem Tomer nisarvu imav nisbashel hakol betel v'miyuta. Was if you say that things that were mixed in and then it was cooked together, so then it becomes batel. Aval hachema shebishlu osa gayim asur mishum geulei gayim kamo sheisbar. He says, however, if the non-Jew made the butter themselves, so then you're going to have a problem of geulei gayim, of bishul akum. Right? If there was a cooking process involved, so then you're going to have a bishul akum problem. Okay. So, however, what's the Rambam saying? Right, if they cooked it, but you don't necessarily need to cook it in order to make butter, at least.
You need to churn it.
Right, at least pre Louis Pasteur, you did not have to cook it first. So if you cook it, so then it is Roy L'Shulchan Malachim. If it's the categories of Bishlachim, then you have a problem. Maybe that's the reason. The Beis Yosef seems to say that it's a different reason that the Rambam is concerned about. Okay, so that's the year. But what is the Rambam saying himself? The yearly, it seems to me that if you buy it from non-Jews and you cook it, meaning you get rid of all of the milk, so any of the liquid, so then you should be okay. So the Ravid says here on the side, right, yearly, right, see the little Ravid on the side, not so easy, yearly, shim laka chachem amin agayim uvash la'ach shachavu lehem tasuchi chala, right, that's a quote of the Rambam. He says, Aleph, Amar Avram, meaning, says the Ravid, Hakol hevel v'reus ruach. All is a waste and hot air. Shekol ha'isur shenogim begvina nogim bechemah. Was any prohibition that we have that is knowing by cheese should fit butter as well. Uma shekasav shehalacha iser v'nismayit v'nisbashel. Now, which the Rambam wrote that the iser goes away and it becomes small and becomes batel. Kama mechur adavar sheniknem mehem chashash iser mifnei bitul barov. Says that's mechur. What does mechur mean? That's mias, disgusting. Right? What, you're going to go and purchase something which the non-Jew was mevatel? He's like, that's inappropriate. So we had that before. If you remember, there was a igra. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe where Rav Moshe was asked about, can one give instructions to a non-Jewish factory to how to be mevatel things such that we could buy it. Why? Because why can't we be mevatel things? So we have an idea called a mevatlan iser l'chadchila, right? One is not, you're not allowed to go and be mevatel things. But a non-Jew doesn't have such a prohibition. So if a non-Jew is mevatel it already, and now you get it, so then you're allowed to eat it. So can you tell the non-Jew, by the way, if you want the Jews to buy, you want an hashgacha, so put in this percentage of that, and that percentage of that, percentage of the other thing? So that, the Rav Moshe says, is mechur adavar. So I didn't check, but it could be that this is where he gets that language from, right? The Ravid here writes, it's mechur adavar that you're going to buy something that you're going to be counting on pitzel and you're going to be purchasing that from a non-Jew. Okay, so that is the Rambam. So now, let's go to the Beis Yosef.
Rav Moshe said you can do that or you can't?
He said you can't do that. It's mechur. So if we go now to Siman Kuf Tesvav, towards the end of Siman Kuf Tesvav.
The tour?
Yeah, the tour.
Gimel?
Gimel, right.
That's
on
the front.
Top
Kuf,
Gimel.
Kuf,
Gimel, okay.
So the tour...
from the bottom of my...
So the Torah himself records the machlokes as follows. This is follows. Period. Right. So idea number one, butter. Some gaonim say it's okay because there's no gezeira on it, and you don't have to worry about the milk, because the milk won't turn into butter. One has to worry that no, it's not going to be mevatel. You're going to have a problem. All the milk, you have to be concerned that perhaps there's not kosher milk mixed in. But yearly, this is a quote from the Rambam, apparently, that if you figure out a way to get rid of it, you don't have to worry about it because it's batel, but you have to worry about mishal akum if you cook it. The harashva asra, the rashva, however, prohibits it. Afla achar bishul, even after you cook it.
So who's cooking it over there when you're getting rid of the tzuchei hachalav? It's the Jew. Is it the Jewish person?
So that would be the Jewish person.
So why is it bishulakum?
No, that's the first half of the first half of the Rav where he says if you buy it and then you could get rid of the milk, so that's okay. So however, if you have the non-Jew get rid of it, if the non-Jew cook it, so then you can have the problem. So the Rash apparently must have gone on the Rav himself. Asra af la'achar bishul. Ravinu peretz hatirul lehedya below bishul. Ravinu peretz allows the whole thing. Vadoniya biharash. Along comes Abba, right? Haya Omer Shalohaya Yudea Batam Baroles. So he can't figure really out a reason why you should prohibit it. El Shinogu Bo Isser. Except that's the minute. Lachin Loya Mokal Anshe Makum Shinogin Bo Heter, Avalim Rov HaMakum Nogin Bo Isser, Ein La'adam L'shanus. He says he didn't protest against those places where they have a minute to matter it, but if most of the people in the places prohibit it, so a person shouldn't differ from that difference. Okay, so that is the tour. Pretty much, I don't know, five opinions that were invoked with regards to this butter. So I didn't really see in the Beis Yosef something to really cover, but in the Darkei Moshe here, he has an interesting sugya that takes us that goes a little far out. But something that we have discussed here in the past in Shabbos Shirim, in the Shirim that we've done about Derech Hapsak on Shabbos afternoon. That's right. Pesach is coming, which means Mincha Maariv Shirim are back. What?
Yeah. Yes.
So it says the Darkei Moshe. So in the middle of Hay, so there's Darkei Moshe Hay, and in the middle of that, he has something which begins with the words Haholich Mimakum Shein Ochlin Lamakum Shein Ochlin.
Four lines from the bottom.
Oh, got it. Score.
It's got a bold word.
Kachol and Mimak.
Haholik.
Kachol and Mimakam.
Okay.
Right. So, Haholik Mimakam Shein Ochel Mimakam Sheochel. So, let's say you go from a place that you don't eat to the place where people do eat. So, what is the general halacha before we get into here? Generally, what do we have? The halacha is, right, Hochin Mimakam. The chumra shiyatz misham, the halacha sham. Right, you follow the chumra way either way. Right, in fact, we discussed that a couple of weeks ago with the chol of Yisrael. Right, that if in the Eretz Yisrael, everyone seems to be makban the chol of Yisrael. The Rabbanut is officially makban the chol of Yisrael. Right, so if an Israeli comes to America, they should be makban the chol of Yisrael. They shouldn't have a right to be makel here. Let me just check the tape. But the Darkei Moshe says this, so, but he says this case is different. If you go from a place where they don't eat to a place where they do eat, Oakley Mum, you're allowed to eat with them. Apagav Shaddai Salakser, even though you have a mind to go back. Masha Inkin, Bishari Surim, as opposed to other Yisurim. He doesn't explain why this is different. Why this is an exception to the rule. He says you have the right to be Makel. V'im Huva Chema Mimakum Shinoa Ginva. Hatun. What?
You actually brought the butter itself.
Right, let's say you bring butter with you. Yeah. Let's say you bring butter with you from a place, like, the people that would bring, candy from Israel that's, like, filled with gelatin, like the guy got here. So, to a place where they are prohibited. You're not supposed to eat it there, Mishum Marasayan. Right, unless it's recognizable to everybody, there's a simon that this is the chema from the other place. It says Philadelphia cream cheese on it, right? So, or Philadelphia butter, I don't know if they make butter. But it says Philadelphia on it, so that would be okay, right? Or there's Hebrew writing on the wrapper, right? So it's clear that it comes from someplace else, so then he says it would be okay. Shaz gam kein bekan muteres. Devadi v'makom shenogin b'heter yodim sham shemitaknim osa b'kashrus. Because certainly the places where they are heter are known that they made sure that it was kosher. Aval. Imhuvim imakom iser l'makom heter. If you bring it from a prohibited place to a mutter place, then it would be prohibited. Right, let's say I bring non-kosher or butter from a place where they don't hold it's kosher to a place where it is kosher, so I should be allowed to eat it then. She says, no, you're not allowed to. Why? Because once the minig is to me that it's aser, so then you don't know what they're putting in there. They might put other things in there and no one's watching it, then you got a big problem. And even if you go from a place heter to a place where it's aser, is lamakum iser.
How come iser?
Aser.
Aser.
From Hatcher to Aser should be.
I thought we had that case already.
Yeah.
What's he changing here? The Vavadi Makum Shnogan Isra Choshen Shem and Takum Asab Isra. I feel the whole Makum Hatcher and Makum Isra. Or maybe even if you go back. No, that, why would that be even? That would be a lesser finish.
You schlepping it back and forth?
No. No, that's not.
I'm not sure. I don't know what that last line is. Okay. Vani's Harim Michemaz Goyim Ein Shrichim Lachush Al Plik Vasakeel. He says, however, and those that are machmir on this, so you don't have to worry about absorptions. Meaning, if you're in a place where you're machmir, so the absorptions of it, one has the right to rely on those that are. Okay, so that is the Beis Yosef. So take a look in the. Take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. We're on page tests, right, Richard?
Yeah.
So, Simon Kuf Tes Vav Siv Gimel. So, what does he say here? Hachema Shel Ovi Kilchavim, right? The butter of the non Jew. Ain Mochin La'anshe Hamakum Shnogan Bohete. Those people that are making on it, don't beat them up. Vim Rovene Hamakum Nogan Isser Ain Lashans. But most people are Machbi, you can't change it. Uvamakum Shain Minog Im Bash La'acha Halku Tzakzuchia Chalav Mutarasin. If there's no Minog, so if you cook it so that the milk goes away, it is permissible. So how does he really pass it? He passes like the Rambam. He passes follow the minhag makom. There's no minhag makom, so then Mikra, then you have the right to rely on the Rambam.
Question about cooking till the milk goes away. What exactly does that mean?
It's a good question, because you're going to melt the butter for sure.
Right. So if you melt the butter, are they saying that the milk becomes bottle because of the roe? I mean, you can't preferentially cook the milk without melting the butter.
But then you could get rid of the milk, and maybe if you let it cool again, the butter would congeal.
But
if you boil off...
That's one possibility.
You say you boil off... You're boiling off the milk. But maybe not... And leaving enough butter behind so that when it cools, it congeals without the milk. Without the chashash that the milk...
But what
mixed in with the melted butter.
But what's the other ingredient in butter besides milk? It's like all
milk. Yeah, yeah. It's just the.
Well, it might separate. It might separate because butter is fat.
Sure.
Right.
So, but what's the source of fat?
Milk.
It's all from milk in the first place.
But you're saying you've got
a
chunk of butter and there's some recognizable milk that didn't congeal into the butter. You didn't churn hard enough to make it all turn into butter.
Mm-hmm.
So if you heat the milk and you melt the butter,
which at the same time, effectively,
the milk is no longer recognizable. So when the butter congeals, are they suggesting the milk will recongeal with the butter, or the visible milk is going to evaporate when you cook it?
So I thought it was evaporating, but you're right, it doesn't really make sense.
So it sounds
like, yeah, you're going to cook it, you're going to reconstitute it, yeah.
Okay. But regardless...
And it will be bottle.
Yeah, either way, it absorbs or it evaporates... It's gonna go away.
You can never know for sure which happened. How do you know that in this liquid mixture, which is milk plus the melted butter, what's evaporating or boiling away is milk? Or do you say that when it recongeals, whether it evaporated or recongeals in the butter,
then it'll be bottled.
It's bottle.
Yeah.
It's assuming it was...
Even if it was something else, it's going to be bottled.
Okay.
So the Shach asks, wait a second, isn't that a problem with Mevatel Israel Chachila? Right, so Shach and Chaf Ches right here. So he says, Ve'ein zek Mevatel Israel Chachila, right, you're allowed to... Oh, I'm sorry. That's actually on the next line of the Ramah, where the Ramah says, "Gamba to levash lechachila kadeisha yelchut tzaksuchi chalav." You're not even do the lechachila, meaning the Rambam is unclear. What you can make a case that maybe it's only b'di'evid. The Ramah is saying, "Do the lechachila." Right? You have the right to rely on this.
You mean
to get the butter from non-Jews and cook it to make it kosher.
Just in case there was something else
in case there's liquids there.
So that assumes when you cook it and let it cool, it reconstitutes as butter, and whatever else got mixed in with it is bottled.
It's going to be bottled. It's going to be mixed in, right. Mm-hmm. So says the Shach, says, ah, wait a second, ve'ein zekim vatel esu chachila. And this isn't the problem of vatelin esu chachila. Why? The Shema ein kan iser klal. Perhaps there's no iser at all. You don't want to be mevatel it. This is a little bit more difficult of a change here. You don't necessarily want to be mevatel it. You want it to go away.
Just pour it out then.
What? Well, you can't, but it's going to be stuck. You're not going to be able to get it out. It doesn't come out so easily. Why can't you wipe it? Or you wait? I don't know. I'm having trouble visualizing what this actually is.
Is it a kosher issue or
if there's point? Milk in it and it and the butter melts,
this milk that just
it's going to separate. This milk that didn't turn, fat is going to come to the top.
It's milk that didn't turn into butter. Is that what we're saying? Or you said right. It's milk that they added?
No. Well, the concern is that they might have added it, but it's conceivable.
Well, in either case, it's hoping that you can tell the difference between a lump of butter and this other liquidy stuff.
Right. No, but it's mixed in. There's drops. There's this. There's that. That's the impression that I have. So you're going to now cook it so that the stuff is going to go away. The house is going to go away. So between you and me, it's going to be mixed in. But what we really want to see, pretend, is that it's...
disappears. Evaporates.
That it's disappearing. That's what the Shach is saying.
So what about OU butter? What are they? Do you have to make sure it disappears if you buy it? It's not chalas.
No. OU butter is under Hashkacha. Hence, there's an OU on it.
So what you're discussing, is this a kashrut issue or is it a goy food issue?
So there's two issues. One is, right, you have to make sure that it's actually good stuff, that's actually milk. Then you have the second question of maybe there's a gezeira imposed upon it anyways. So in Rabbi Jachter has a little piece of his article on this, has a little thing at the end has to do with butter, and he points out he says that apparently that the modern poskim are unanimous in relying on chama akum that we have the right to rely on this rama and mekel. So the major kashrus organizations are mekel like this, that you have the right and there are those that are even that even those that are machmer and chalav yisrael might be mekel, meaning chalav yisrael milk might be mekel on butter as long as it's under hashkacha.
So the OU is one of
the OU qualifies as a major kashrus organization. Yes,
but having it under hashkacha, right, it doesn't necessarily make it chalav yisrael. Okay, so
right, it's not necessarily.
But it may not be an issue.
But it may not be an issue. I mean, if you can. Besides the Chalav Yisrael question, you could be a good Jew and not be Machmer and Chalav Yisrael, so you could definitely be a good Jew and a Chalav Yisrael Jew and not be Machmer and Chalav. One has, it seems like, the Farish and Shulchan Aruch, one has the right to have that.
I asked the same question I asked about the cheese then. You're starting out with milk, and the milk may not be acceptable. When it turns into butter, it's okay.
Right, so there's more. So you're better off with this. Why are you better off with this? Because we assume that non-kosher milk can't turn into butter.
Oh, because of some mystical, it's impossible to churn non-kosher.
Or biological.
It can't turn into cheese either.
Right, can't turn into cheese.
So why can't you say the same thing?
No, it was cheese. We had cheese. The commission itself says that there's a gezeira on it. Then it's unclear what the reason is. There's 5-6 reasons that are given, etc. But butter was never mentioned there. So we don't have to be more machmer than the Gemara.
I heard that whey that comes out of non-kosher cheese is kosher, even though the cheese itself was akum, right? No, I heard that the OU, that's why you
don't
have Chalav Yisrael.
Whey might qualify as the same thing, yes.
There's a class online, OU, I think.
Okay. Ayin Sham. So what else does the Rama say here? So the Rama goes on and talks about So remember the Rambam said that if a non-Jew cooks it, you got a problem with Vishal Akum. So comes the Ramah saying no, and the truth is we didn't look it up in the Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef says that the reason that they held it was a problem is not because of Vishal Akum, but because there are Rishonim that say that the Chazakah of Stam Kalim Einam B'nei Yomim doesn't apply to non-Jewish pots. Why? I don't know. They cook more often. I don't know. They only have one pot. Maybe that's it. Maybe you buy a Jew, so you assume you're having milk one day, fleishiks another day. So you have the right to last day. Stam kelim ein v'nei yomim. But a non-Jew only has one pot, so they're using it every day. So you don't have the right. I don't know. I didn't figure out what the source is for that. So does the chazaka of stam kelim ein v'nei yomim apply to non-Jewish pots? So that might have been what the Rambam was saying, that you have to be machmiran, and the Rambam was saying that no, it does. I have shown him that. Say that it does extend, and one has the right to rely on that as well. What else does he say? Let's say you go from place to place where they don't do it to a place where they do eat it. You're allowed to eat with them. You don't have to be machmir. But you're not allowed to bring it with you. Im lo yesh simon, probably. Im lo yesh paheker shehim makomos. Unless it's clear that there's a place that it's coming from is okay. You're not allowed to eat the stuff in the place where it's aser. But yishor b'duhu adimim huvo hamakom hetu l'makom iser nami asura afilu yesh b'hacker. Some say that it would even be aser even though you have this hacker. That might also be a problem as well. And that's what the Rama says to be machmer. So the Rama actually comes out a little bit more machmer than the way we quoted in the Darke Moshe. To take a look at the Shach, right, the Shach adds in those words, the Shach in Chas Kes adds in those words, Afal pi shadaiso lachzor. Right, ochel imam, masha inkei bishar iser, right, as opposed to other isurim, why that should be will remain a mystery for now. Okay. 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 Fine. So apparently, so we are, as I mentioned before. So generally speaking, we're making like this Rama. We kasherizations. We'll rely on this. However, the extension of this is not as clear. So this was apparently a big issue when it came to powdered milk. So powdered milk in Israel. Oh, so the Rabbanut, by the way, is the Rabbanut Mekel like this Ramah? So the Rabbanut, regular Rabbanut, is Mekel like this Ramah. And Mahadrin, I think, is Machmer on it. Right? So that's very interesting, because the Rabbanut is Machmer on Chalav Yisrael. Right? And Machmer on Chalav Yisrael is going to be Mekel on this then. So apparently there's a big issue with regards to powdered milk in Israel. Powdered milk was an issue goes back 100 years, or right, less than that, 70, 80 years, to a time when there was probably, it wasn't so easy to get any types of food there, probably during some of the wars and stuff. So Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rav of Yerushalayim at the time, wrote that, he said the same way that chema is permissible, so too powdered milk is permissible as well. Why? He says, because just why is chema permissible? So the original reason that we said is what? There's no gezeirah saying that it's a problem. So there's no gezeirah saying that that which has not been asr, everything is mutter until proven asr. So you can't prove to me that it's asr. So therefore this is going to be mutter. So too powdered milk. Powdered milk is going to be considered mutter as well. So that was an issue that he postulated on. So if you take a look at the other sheet they gave out, so the Chazon Ish took issue with this, and this Chazon Ish also goes into some of the other issues that we have been discussing. So the Chazon Ish, Simon Memal. If you want a little bit bigger, I am willing to trade. You can have the original one.
You're the one reading. You can have it.
The underlying parts.
So in the section Dalid, so the Chazon Ish wrote his own numbering system. He just plows through Shulchan Aruch and you know, just covers topics on his own. So
Dalid. Okay, there was a
Dalid
there. Couldn't even read that.
A
small
Dalid. So Dalid is the background. Okay, you have the Dalid. Let's go with the second paragraph in Dalid, beginning with the word Avkas. So Avkas is dust, right, or powder. So Avkas Chalav, So eino inyan l'gvina v'chema. He says, however, so he doesn't quote Rav Zvi Pesach Frank, but he's certainly picking on him. He says the dust of milk, meaning powdered milk, eino inyan l'gvina v'chema, doesn't have a idea of isn't the same as gvina and chema. The gvina and chema, meaning the butter, meaning powdered milk is not like butter. The gvina nasa ayde hafrashas hamayim min hagush, because gvina cheese is made by taking the water out from the solid. Hafrashasu nasa ayde hachimut shenotnin b'hachalav, and that is done by the yeast that is put into the milk. Vahachema nasa ayde tenua v'nidnud shel hachalav. So, however, the butter is made by the stirring, right? The stirring of the milk. Oh, ayde chimus aleish, chimum aleish, or by heating it up. Laklod es hashuman hakapoy, to collect the oil that's there or the fat that's there. V'teva shel inyanim elu einu b'chalav tamei, and those things, the teva of them, is not to work with non kosher milk. So this is just the Gemara talking. This is the Chazon Ish in the 1900s talking. So aval, he says, however, avkas chalav nasas ayudei avir cham. He says, how is avkas chalav, powdered milk, is made by hot air, v'yavish, and dry air, v'laksu shel chalav kala ba'avir v'hayavish shel chalav nishar. And therefore the moist, the liquid goes up, and the dry stuff stays behind. Right, this activity doesn't have to do with separation. He says you could dry out anything you want. Just as you can dry out milk, you could dry out not kosher milk. It works the same way. Okay. Therefore, you have to be choshish that it's mamish non kosher milk. So, therefore, there's no distinction between non kosher milk and avkas chalav and powdered milk. Right? So, the Chazon Ish is saying. So what's the Chazon Ish saying here, right? So the Chazon Ish is pointing out, he says, well, part of the heter for the butter is that you can't be non-kosher milk. The same thing, part of the heter for the cheese, or part of the things that comes into play when discussing cheese, is that it can't be, it has to be kosher. If it's cheese, it has to be kosher. So the Chazon Ish says, yeah, so that has nothing to do with chama. You can't compare, it's comparing apples and oranges, right? Butter is something that you know is kosher, it's a question if it falls under a gezeira. And powdered milk, you're left with the same problem of you have no idea where it's coming from, right? Is it coming from kosher? Is it coming from a kosher animal? Coming from a non-kosher animal? So, therefore, the Chazon Ish said that there's no automatic heter for powdered milk. However, the next paragraph of the Chazon Ish, though, says, and this is everybody attributes the kula of a chalav to Rav Moshe, as we saw. So, this is I decided not to show it a couple weeks ago, but this is the Chazon Ish says a very similar thing. As Chazon Ish, however, says, "V'omdam b'shiyish pikuach hamemshala al hachalav." He says, however, when there's a problem in our country with regards to the milk, shol ya'arvu chalav tamei. Pikuach hamemshala is checking, supervision from the government on the milk that they're not mixing in non-kosher milk. Ve'in tzipuyim la'onesh al haziyuf, and they are liable to punishment of and degradation if they do. Yishmakal lomer dahave kishvachos hachovos the mirsasus. Perhaps that is like the shvachos, right? The maids who milk the animals who are scared, right? That, remember, we learned with the chalav stam, right? That you could send your maid to do it because they're afraid that you're going to come in. The chiyoshi v'tzara eider v'chashu omid hu roa, right? It's as if you're there and as if you could see, as if even though you're outside and not necessarily looking. V'aprichadosh kasav im chalav tamei biyoker yish lahatir kamo. Right, that if the non-Jewish milk is more expensive, so then you would have the right to rely on it when it's clear that it's you would be able to
non-kosher milk.
Right, and maybe even make cheese. Fine. He says, however, so that continues on like what Rav Moshe said, that you should have the right to rely on it. He says, however, umashakasov Chassam Sofer, remember the Chassam Sofer was the one who said, lo plug. No, it doesn't matter. It's a non-Jew made. A non-Jew made it, and it doesn't matter whether, right? Echad the Gazru al Hagvina, Af Shabar Olanu Shlo Ir of Chalav Tamei, the Chalav Tar Gamkin Havi Chaticha de Yisur, because it's just, it's Aser. Elim Nishtana Venasa Gvina, Hutar Vekum Mikre Lo Nishtana. He says, and that which the Chassam Sofer said, so that is wondrous to me. I don't really understand it, right? That's never taught. Like, why should that be? Who are behind the Chashash Shel Tzuchi Chalav, whom Yishum Chalav Tameh? Because Rashi says that, that the concern is that of Chalav Tameh, and he goes on and has to say, right, why he disagrees with the Chassam Sofer. Right, so the Chazon Ish seems to be saying the same thing that Rav Moshe Feinstein said. Right, the Chazon Ish seems to be saying that you have supervision. You know that it's cow milk. If it's not cow milk, the farmer's going to get into a heap of trouble. So you have the right to rely on that. I mean, don't rely on Tzvi Pesach Frank's kula with regards to powdered milk, saying it's the same as butter. I'll give you a different kula. Right, you have the right to say that you know that it's milk because otherwise the person would get in trouble. He says, however, they point out that the Moshe is accepted, the Chazon Ish isn't accepted. They're not actually saying the same thing. And the key is that last paragraph that we said, right? When Rav Moshe was asked about the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer to Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe finds, what about the Chassam Sofer that says lo plug? So what's Rav Moshe's answer? Rav Moshe says, no, the Chassam Sofer would agree to me. Well, how would the Chassam Sofer agree to you? So because the Chassam Sofer says, you just need to know that it's coke, that it's cow milk. So you know that it's cow milk. In Yediyah, Gadol Mizu, right? You know for sure that it's cow milk. The Chazon Ish, however, is saying, why? What about the... And so the idea that our minhag is to hold like Bimachma, like the Chassam Sofer, Moshe says, no problem. The Chassam Sofer would agree to my Svara. I doubt in reality he would, but he says, if I fit within the Svara of the Chassam Sofer. What did the Chazon Ish answer when he was asked about the Chassam Sofer? Oh, I disagree with the Chassam Sofer. I don't know where the Chassam Sofer got that from. Right? However, if you're machmer and the minhag is to be machmer like the Chassam Sofer, so then you have a difficulty accepting this Chazon Ish, because the Chazon Ish is saying that this is not fitting within the Chassam Sofer. So that's why Rav Moshe is the one famous for having the kula of Chol of Yisrael. And the Chazon Ish, although he puts out the same svara, is not really accepted with that for that kula, because he's masking that the Chassam Sofer disagrees with him, and ultimately we're trying to be machmer like that Chassam Sofer. So where does this drop leave you with powdered milk? So that's the machlokas. Apparently in Rabbi Jaffe's article, he quotes from an article from Rav Bakshi Daron, that when Rav Bakshi Daron was chief rabbi, so they were trying to wean everybody off this powdered milk kula. I guess I'll say pun intended. They're trying to get people off of that kula. And so what they put on, so again, they had the same thing. The regular Rabbanut relied on Rav Pesach Frank's kula. The Rabbanut Mahadran relied, was Machma like the Chazon Ish, against the powdered milk. He says, however, those that were makil, it said on the packaging of things that included powdered milk, it said something on it like kosher lemisha ochel afkas chalav or something like that. Like, it said explicitly what it is as a way of like educating the people that maybe this should be something that we should try to get off of in terms of that kula. He writes in the article, so there are some that are people that are machmer in chalav Yisrael, so some of them are makel on powdered milk. I mean, with, like, if you're a traveler and you're machmer in chalav Yisrael, so what do? So you can makel to take powdered milk with you and reconstitute milk that way. I don't know if you can really do that. I don't know how that works. Or other things as well that people that are machmer in chalav Yisrael, so some will be makel on certain foods that only contain powdered milk, based on that tshuva from Tzvi Pesach Frank. However, it's difficult to understand. And even the Tzvi Pesach Frank himself, he wrote in a time of a shasar chak time, where otherwise he wouldn't really be able to get milk in Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
Somewhere at one time, anyway, maybe chocolate was using powdered milk from Europe, Romania or something. And the question was whether it was a problem, but it seemed to me that Romania may not be as reliable as the U.S.
Well, according to Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Chazon Ish's svara is very strong. You can make powdered milk out of any milk. Where's the hechsher of the kasha coming from? It's a very strong kasha.
So we might be following Tzvi Pesach Frank.
I think they are. No, I think they were. I turn off the tape.